Here's the next in our series of WhatHappensNow.com podcasts. Here, Greg Kistler from SurfPro, a cleaning and restoration company, offers quick tips on handling water damage and dealing with mold.
Water, we probably get water damages 3 or 4 to 1 to fires. Now, one thing people can remember, if they walk downstairs in their basement and you've got a couch or a chair or a coffee table, whatever, that's wood or a wood product, anything you've got sitting on a carpet that's wood, you need to take a piece of tinfoil and put a piece of tinfoil between your carpet and the bottom of, if it's a sofa leg or any wood product, because that finish will bleed into the carpet. The biggest problem that we can't get out, the longer it sits, the harder it is for us to be able to get it out of the carpet. Take a piece of tinfoil and put that underneath there, then give us a call and we'll get down there. A lot of people think that, oh, I was down there with my wet dry vac, I got all the water up. Well, pad will hold 5 times its weight in water. So no matter what, our standard operating procedure is, take the carpeting up and you remove the pad, and then you can always dry and clean the carpet as long as it's not sewage. You can usually always dry and clean the carpet, but the pad's cheap. We just replace that. You'll never get all the water out of it or get it all dry, but it's very difficult. And we see a lot of water damages up here. A lot of people forget to turn off their outside spigots and they freeze, and sometimes they don't find them until the spring because some of them are the freeze-proof outlets, which have the valve 12 inches inside. So what it does is it actually breaks between the valve and the outside. So until you have the water on, you don't know you've got a leak. So I had a guy last spring, same problem. He didn't know until he started sprinkling his lawn, and all of a sudden one of his rooms in his basement got kind of soggy. Figured, oh, I've got a problem. The thing you have to do with a freeze-proof faucet is you have to turn the outside spigot on, turn it off from the inside, and then disconnect your hose, because that hose will hold water and it'll freeze and burst the pipe. And water damage, if it sits long enough, if you're gone for a weekend or something like that, can do a lot of damage. There are times when we get water damages that are bad enough because they've sat long enough that we have to cut sheetrock out just to get it out of there because it's soaked up with water and we can't really get it dry. And then mold becomes an issue, so we need to get that out of there. So in a lot of cases when we go in, we'll pull the baseboard molding, depending on how long it's been there. We don't do it all the time. If we found it quick, within 24 hours, we usually don't do that. The longer that water sits being undiscovered, the greater the possibility is that we're going to have to do some, the mitigation is going to be a little bit more severe. We're going to have to cut sheetrock out or do something else. Most mold cases are improperly mitigated water damage. So what's happened is somebody's decided they had a water damage, they didn't want to claim it on their insurance, they wanted to try to do it themselves, because most homeowners think, ah, and we live in the land of do-it-yourselfers. There's a lot of people up here that like to try to do it themselves. They think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. Well, it's not that big of a deal until you don't get it out and get it dried. And if you don't get it dried within about 48 hours, mold growth is going to begin. You really shock that, hit it hard, hit it fast, get the low-grain refrigerant dehumidifiers like we have that pull a lot of moisture out, get it go way further down, pull a lot more moisture level out than you'll ever get out of a commercial dehumidifier. You have to have commercial equipment to do this. A lot of people think you can get by with not doing it. As for buying mold, you may just begin to smell a musty odor, and all of a sudden you're going to go, wow, this smells kind of musty. Didn't smell musty before. And that's how you're going to be able to tell that you've got it. Really, the smell is going to be the telling tale.
For more home restoration tips, head to WhatHappensNow.com and click on Articles.